Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Beyond the Concept, Applying Psychology to Life, where I reflect on fascinating insights from my recent studies and connect them to real-world experiences. Today's episode is titled Conditioning Society, Lessons from B.F. Skinner and Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy. I'm your host, Lisa, and we'll be diving into the work of B.F. Skinner and his ideas on social conditioning and how they connect with Bishop Marianne Buddy's recent inaugural sermon on unity and dignity. Let's get started. Burris Frederick Skinner, a renowned psychologist, believed that behavior could be shaped and maintained through reinforcement schedules. His work in operant conditioning emphasized the importance of consequences in shaping behavior and the idea that society could be engineered through behavioral principles. As noted in my textbook, A History of Psychology, Globalization, Ideas, and Applications by Lawson and colleagues, published in 2017, Skinner grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania where his mother instilled in him the Protestant ethic, the value of hard work. He studied psychology at Harvard University under E.G. Boring and earned his Ph.D. in 1931. Throughout his career, Skinner focused on developing a descriptive and atheoretical system of behaviorism, emphasizing observable and measurable behaviors over subjective mental states. Skinner presented his theory in his 1938 book, The Behavior of Organisms, an Experimental Analysis, where he introduced two types of conditioning, type S, or classical conditioning, and type R, or operant conditioning. Type S conditioning, also known as respondent conditioning, follows the principles of Pavlovian conditioning. In this process, an unconditioned stimulus naturally elicits an unconditioned response. By pairing a neutral stimulus with the unconditioned stimulus, the neutral stimulus can eventually elicit the same response on its own, becoming a conditioned stimulus. However, Skinner believed that type S conditioning could not explain all behaviors, as many are emitted by the organism and influenced by the immediate consequences of their actions. In contrast, type R conditioning, better known as operant conditioning, focuses on how behaviors are influenced by their consequences. Skinner's research demonstrated that behaviors are more likely to be repeated when followed by positive reinforcement and less likely when followed by negative consequences. Unlike earlier models that considered internal states, Skinner's approach focused on observable actions and the external factors that shape them. According to Del Prado and Midgley in 1992, in their work, Some Fundamentals of B.F. Skinner's Behaviorism, Skinner viewed subjective states such as feelings as verbal behaviors shaped by reinforcement contingencies and regarded them as nothing more than additional behavior. In other words, Skinner believed that what we experience as feelings or emotions are simply learned responses to our environment, influenced by reinforcement patterns rather than innate qualities. He argued that studying behavior in this way allowed for a more scientific and practical understanding of learning processes. Skinner's perspective encourages us to think about how we reinforce behaviors that contribute to the greater good and how we can create environments that support unity and compassion. In his works, Walden 2 and Beyond Freedom and Dignity, Skinner argued that society should prioritize the survival of humanity over individual autonomy. He believed that by applying principles of operant conditioning, we could shift societal values to focus on education, community well-being, and the development of arts and sciences necessary for a decent life, while curbing excessive individualism and materialism. This idea resonates deeply with me, especially in today's world, where societal divisions and individual pursuits often overshadow collective well-being. Skinner's ideas about shaping society through reinforcement align broader discussions on how communities can foster unity and compassion, a theme echoed in Bishop Marianne Buddy's recent sermon she gave at the inaugural prayer service. On January 22, 2025, Episcopal Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy delivered the inaugural prayer service sermon for newly elected President Donald Trump. It was a powerful sermon that called for unity and dignity in a time of deep division, offering a vision of hope and collective responsibility. Listening to Bishop Buddy's recent sermon, I was struck by the alignment between Skinner's call for social reorientation and Buddy's emphasis on unity, dignity, honesty, and humility. Buddy spoke about unity as a foundation for a thriving society, not as conformity, but as a commitment to honoring differences and fostering mutual respect. She highlighted the dangers of division fueled by contempt and urged us to build our nation on the sturdy foundation of dignity, honesty, and humility. One part of her sermon resonated with me deeply, particularly as a mother of a transgender child. Buddy made a heartfelt plea to President Trump, asking him to have mercy on those who feel afraid, specifically mentioning transgender children in both Republican and Democrat families who fear for their lives. Her words reminded me of the challenge my own child faces and the importance of fostering an environment of acceptance and support. This connects to Skinner's view that through education and reinforcement of positive behaviors, we can create a society where core values such as compassion and respect flourish. If we reinforce behaviors that promote kindness and acceptance rather than division and greed, we may build a stronger, more unified society. Reflecting on these concepts, I see their relevance in my daily life and future aspirations. As a solo mother and advocate, I strive to teach my children and community the importance of respect and empathy for all individuals, regardless of their gender, identity, race, or background. Bishop Buddy's call for unity and dignity resonates deeply with me as I work to ensure my transgender child feels safe, valued, and supported in a society that often struggles with acceptance. Whether it's reinforcing positive behaviors within my family, teaching my children the value of respect and empathy, or advocating for survivors of domestic violence, I recognize the power of consistent reinforcement in shaping a compassionate and resilient community. Looking ahead, I hope to apply Skinner's behavioral principles in my advocacy work by encouraging policies that prioritize collective well-being over individual gain. My ultimate goal is to become an attorney who is passionate about trauma and abuse-sensitive policies and practices within the judicial system. Buddy's call for unity reminds me to approach this work with dignity and humility, seeking common ground and fostering genuine connection. In conclusion, both Skinner and Bishop Buddy offer valuable insights into how we can create a better society, whether through behavioral reinforcement or a commitment to unity and dignity. We all have a role to play in shaping a world that prioritizes the common good. As I continue my educational journey, I am inspired to apply these lessons to my life and work. Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of Beyond the Concept, Applying Psychology to Life. I hope you found these reflections meaningful and applicable to your own journey. Until next time, stay inspired and keep learning.